supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
Dan, what did these researchers find out about neighborhood connections, neighborhood cohesions, and how they affected people's health and well-being?
Well, what they found, they studied a Chinese-American population in the Chicago area. And what they found was that people who lived alone in communities where there was not a lot of cohesion, they had an increased risk of a premature death. So they looked at this even further. And what they looked at is people who were living alone without social connection, compared them to people who were living with someone. And the third group they looked at was people who were living alone with social connection in the community. So, like I said earlier, those living alone without social connection were risking premature death. What was interesting to me is the latter two groups were about the same, whether you are living with someone or living in a community where there's cohesion, your risk of premature death is greatly diminished.
Wow. So there really is something protective about a connected neighborhood.
Yeah, we need these connections to our neighbors. We need connections to our larger network, not just our friends, but the larger community. Outside of that, Mike and other surveys showed that as many as 60% of the people experience loneliness. Now, loneliness can be lethal. You know, it puts you at risk for depression, heart disease, dementia, on and on and on. And there's an epidemic of it. And we need to mobilize our community, and everybody helps each other out, which is the way it used to be 100 years ago.
And what does neighborhood connection and cohesiveness look like in your mind? What are we talking about?
Well, in my mind, it's neighbors who look out for each other. It's neighbors who keep an eye on their neighbor's kids, see if they need help, if they need guidance. It's neighbors who have dinner together, and not just your next-door neighbor or the one neighbor you're friendly with, where you can feel comfortable doing that in the neighborhood.
It also does sound like these kinds of changes could be fairly simple to make or simple to get started.
Yeah, they can be. Somebody's got to begin the process. Look, I have treated people who were suicidal, and a couple of them, and I had them go home, mobilize their support network, call everybody they knew who was in their support network, and I had their family do the same thing. And there they were. There was the entire support network of this family. And, you know, they lifted them up. They cared for them. They were there for them. And it changes everything. You know, these kinds of larger social connections change everything.
Thank you, Dan.
My pleasure, Mike, and thank you.